Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Modern Talking. Just Different, a very special podcast with Tomas Andas. Modern Talking.
Hello, everybody. This is Sunday. Sunday is podcast time, and podcast time means welcome, Tomas Andas. Very special podcast with you.
A very happy Sunday.
We're talking music, which I love to talk with you. Yeah. This is the special podcast with Tomas Andas for the international audience, which is approximately how many fans do you have worldwide? We don't know, but it must have been millions, right?
Yes. I hope so. Yes, I think so.
Okay, so you're a man in the business for quite a long time. So you saw it all, actually. You started out in the business with the usual long player. Mm-hmm. You did cassettes. You did CDs. You did downloads. And now you do streaming. What did you prefer?
Well, you mean for me personally?
Yeah, personally. We come to the other stuff later.
To be really honest, I just came to streaming.
Okay.
Yes, because I some years ago, I was the person who was defending downloads. Mm-hmm. Because I loved it and I loved to own it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you pay for it and then you have it on your playlist, and that was fine to me. It was very easy for me not to go in a music store and to buy a CD, because this takes time. And, you know, you have then only one CD, and then you needed one for the car, and then you needed one at home. And, you know, in my case, I need another one for my home on Ibiza. So if I love the music, I had to buy three CDs. But now with the streaming, it makes it so easy, because you just like the music, and you have your download portal, whatever it is, and then you pay your monthly fee, and then you can go in the library of 60, 70, 80 million songs, and you will find your perfect song for it, you know, from your perfect, for your really, you know, adored artist and the songs you love. And it's so easy. And in the car, you have it with you all over the world. And this makes it so easy for me to listen to my favorite music.
Yes, I agree. Totally.
Yes. But,
and I do it, you know, just like you, but still, don't you miss the times?
Yes. You know, sometimes nostalgic thinking is nice. I miss the CD, just to buy it and to driving home and, you know, being excited what's going on with the music, what kind of songs will be on the album, to have the booklet, you know, to read the lyrics and, you know, some facts from the production, to know who was the writer, who was the producer.
Who played bass.
Yes. To see a lot of photos. This, you know, made it very, very personal.
Yeah.
This is gone. But, you know, to... It, it, But it's nowadays it's so easy. Like I said at the beginning, I had to went to a store and to drive to a store, and now I know. Today we have Thursday, tomorrow is Friday. In Germany, the records are released on Fridays, so I know tomorrow morning I can, you know, go on my portals and I say, this is my artist. I have the new album. I can listen to it, and I have it all over the world wherever I'd love to have it. This makes it easy.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Just to give you a picture, at my home, I love it because I have these loudspeakers, very old loudspeakers, very good loudspeakers. I bought when I was 19, must have been ages ago.
Oh.
Yeah. They're really, but they're
25 years old.
No. Well, anyways, I have them and they're sounding great. And I have this record player, still an old record player because I love records. But on the loudspeakers, there are two HomePods.
Yes.
The boxes, the old boxes, they never get played because it's just not practical. I have all the records standing there and they're really nice and I love to watch them, but I don't listen to them actually. So I know exactly what you mean because it's practical like hell. But didn't it change the music industry totally?
Well, you know, music industries and like all our lives are changing. You know, this is you know, life is a one-way street.
Yeah, very good. I just a second, I write that down.
I can send it to you by mail.
Okay.
Yes, but you know, you have to always, you know, we have to, we're working for the future, and you can't go back in history. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can learn from history, but you can't change and turn back times. This is not possible. And this is the new way of listening to music.
Yes, still.
But?
But. I don't want to be a but. But anyways, when I was like 15, 16 years old, I was born right close to your place. And I used to drive to the big city next to the village I was living in. And I bought records, and I had to drive home with the train. And at home, I had listened every single word on the cover of my new bought record. I knew exactly who was playing the bass, who did the lyrics, whatever. And so this record was something special. Today, I know that my new beloved CD, new beloved record is coming out on Friday. I listen to it while having breakfast. Afterwards, it goes in my mind like, oh, it's a nice record. And I never listen to it again.
You never listen to it again?
Sometimes, yes. But you know what I mean? It's like the old records. I still know when I listen to them, which was the song, the first song from the B-side, which was important back then. The first song on the A side was important, and the first song on the B side was important because, you know, it opened up something. And so today, all these records, yes, I listen to them sometimes again, but it's not as important. Music is not as important as it used to be.
But I'm very sorry to say, but don't you think that this is a matter of age? Because with 15, you had more time. You know, your focus was school,
yeah,
to having a great free time,
yeah,
and in your case, music or sports. That's it,
yeah.
But nowadays, you know, you're an adult, and you have to you're living. You have to make money. You have a family. You have a social life. You have an apartment. You have, you know, friends. And, you know, in your time, exactly in my life, there is no time for celebrating music like we did it in our youth.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was had a complete different standing, music, in your youth or in the standing of young people. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a big difference, and we have to take care that we don't make a mix-up with it. But indeed, the fact is that I loved having a CD or long player in my hand. And maybe you remember we had a slightly discussion like this when the long player, the vinyl, was dying and we just switched on CD and everybody said, oh my God, the photos on the long player, they're so much more brilliant, much better than we have this only little tiny CD. So we were talking about, but this is a feeling from yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have to go with the future.
Yeah, I find it very interesting that you're taking my place, actually, because usually I am the one who tells people we have to go to modern times. But especially with music, it's I said this before, that you can't give music as a present anymore, because you just... What are you going to do?
I have a present for you. This is the link.
Yeah. This is stupid. Okay. Okay, I try it with a different angle. Now we're talking business.
Okay.
Is it still profitable for you with your music, the streaming business?
Oh, yeah, it is.
It really is, yeah.
Yes, it is. But this is, you know, I'm a lucky guy because I'm on the market since nearly 40 years.
Okay.
And I have so many songs, you know, and I know when I get my, you know, my
your receipt from Spotify and
Apple, whatever. And I know every month. I know that roundabout, you know, Modern Talking has a streaming from plus minus 4 million.
Wow,
you know, clicks. This is only Spotify.
Wow.
Can you imagine Apple, Amazon,
Deezer,
and all the other portals, you know, which are on the market, this averages out. And but this is because Modern Talking had 13 albums, so and so many songs worldwide, and you know, these are clicks from Asia, even the same clicks like in South America, in South Africa, and I don't know, name it, in Eastern Europe. This makes the amount of clicks. It's hard for a newcomer, but it was even hard when I started with selling records in the, you know, early 80s, you know. And but this is, you know, when I released my first single, and it wasn't a hit, it was a flop. It was only one single, and I sold, I don't know, 5,000-6,000 units of it. And even this was not, you know, you couldn't measure it in monetary thing. But you know, a newcomer is a newcomer, and he has to work on his career, and he has to release another song and another song, and he has to take care that he is, you know, has his spots, you know, his videos, what is he ever doing on YouTube and on Instagram and on Facebook and on TikTok. Even for the younger people, this is very important. And all over the years, you have the result of having a good income from streaming lists. I have the income because of a worldwide career and nearly 40 years of releasing songs.
Music, yeah. So what you're saying is that the old guys are really benefiting from the streaming.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare.
PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The old successful guys.
Good point. Good point. But still, I mean, there is also the chance. I mean, it's very easy today to release songs on Spotify and
yes.
Apple Music. So everybody, but that's the other side of the coin. That it's also there are also chances in the new system.
The hardest step for the newcomers mm-hmm. is to get listed.
Yeah.
In these portals.
Yeah.
This is very hard. So therefore you have to work on it.
Yeah.
And you can release, like I said, a video. You can make, you know, the biggest, you know, star, you know, I will say, of the new generation of YouTubers in the music industry. One of the biggest one is Justin Bieber.
Bieber, yeah, right.
You know, he is a world act after 12 years.
Something like this. That, yeah.
So he was, his very first beginning was with 14. I'm not into the dates,
yeah.
But he was 14 or 15. And he was, you know, for the record company, they say, wow, he has so many clicks. And he just made his record contract and he just blowed away all of the music industry. What you need is always luck. But if you believe in yourself and in your music and in your talent, work on it. Go for it. And if you have really, you know, it's if you're really struggling and you have no success, as long as you believe in yourself, go for it, and someday you will have the result that more and more people will know you, and this is a solid base,
yeah.
And on that base you can build on.
Yeah, okay. So you're still, it's, you don't have, as one can hear, you don't have this pessimistic point of view to the music industry. You think there are still chances in this business?
Always will,
okay.
Always will. The only thing what we have to think about and talk about is that the monitoring of it, this is not quite in balance.
Okay.
So I think that the artists, it's not because of me, because of all the other, you know, colleagues and artists on the world, we, from the big cake, we get to less.
Yeah.
Because we are the subject who is doing the work, are creative, singing, writing songs, you know, doing the lyrics,
yeah.
You know, producing it, and they will get the less of the complete cake.
Yeah.
So the music industry and the portals, you know, they make big, big money. And I think more or less in the future, there will be a change. Because otherwise, it will be hard for newcomers and not only for the singers, even for the songwriters, it will be really hard to survive.
Yeah.
It can't be that you have, you know, the chance that you're writing a song and, you know, just put it on the point for Germany and you have, I don't know, 30,000 sellings, maybe 100,000 clicks, and then you will get just, you know, put me under pressure, but you will have at the end $1,000. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nobody can pay his rent, can pay his living for this. So they need to get more money out of this big, big cake. Yeah. Not the people who are, you know, on top and have, you know, they are pushing the button. No, they should think about the fact, I need these ones because if I don't have a product, then they will die.
Yeah.
Even I can't say.
Yeah. That's true. Did somebody, I find it pretty interesting right now that you can almost read every week in some newspaper that artists are selling their rights. Did somebody ask you already?
Yes, I've been asked doing this.
I don't understand it. I really don't understand it, because what you're saying is the artists that sell their rights, that are the big ones. So they, as you say, they still make money with their music. Why are they selling the rights? Do you have any idea?
I think this is for a very special group of musicians. And I think, you know, even if you're a musician, you have a special thinking about your future, your personal future. And, you know, when my royalties...
Yeah,
I get my royalties every half year. You know, I get my royalties in September and I have royalties in March. Mm-hmm. And even my son will get royalties, because it's a special amount of years that you will get what you have created. Mm-hmm. This is a very long time.
Yeah.
So I don't need to sell my royalties for an amount of money. I have to be careful, but you know, the last person I heard about was Bruce Springsteen, who sold it. But he is so big, and he is in the mid-70s.
Yeah.
And he sold his complete back catalog, so his rights, for more or less $500 million. So this is another story.
Okay.
And even other, you know, I knew some German artists. They have no children.
Yeah.
They are, you know, living maybe with his partner, wife, man, whatever. And they had the offer to get, you know, $15 million, $20 million, and they say, okay, I will get these, this is the principle of it, I will get maybe these 15 million in the next 15 years.
Yeah.
But now I'm, for example, I'm 70, I don't know if I will get 85.
Yeah.
And if I'm 85, I don't know if I can live my life in that way that I can do now. So they say, I'm gonna sell my royalties, I'm gonna sell my rights, this is the right word, sell my rights, and I have money, and I can make with the money whatever I want. But to be honest, I'm too young doing this, and I'm looking into the future.
Yeah, that's a perfect point. Yeah, you're right. You're definitely right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not just me who has questions for you. We also have the possibility for the listeners out there to ask questions to Thomas. You can do that under the email address podcast@thomas-anders.com. And this is a question from Nadia. And she comes from, I have no idea.
What is this for, city? No idea?
It's a very interesting. But she has three questions.
Three questions.
Okay. She is asking, is it possible to provide a French translation for your book? We had this question before, right? That somebody was asking for the English version of the book. which was released like 10 years ago.
In the German version.
Yeah. But you already had the question for the English book. So,
exactly. But this is, you know, this is not in my hands.
Yeah.
This is the publisher. And the German publisher has to sell the rights for, you know, another publisher in that country, like a country in France. Mm-hmm. My German publisher sold the rights to Russia, and there is, you know, a translation into Russian. Mm-hmm. And French, I really don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I have no clue about it.
So, yeah. Anyways, but she's also asking, you have great successes known to all, but some lesser known are very beautiful. Among your 400 songs, do you think we will hear them one day? She says, sorry for her English. I think what she means is, do you think that they become as famous as the famous songs, the ones that are lesser known?
I don't know. You know, I really don't know. You know, there are songs from my solo career which are more famous, mm-hmm. and other songs which are not that known. But to work, I would say, or to make the competition with the modern talking hits, this is very hard.
Yeah.
But even there, to be honest, there are some modern talking songs which a lot of people don't know.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting. I have it in my program sometimes. You know, I'm changing, like, you know, my program from time to time. And I made a research with my followers on Facebook and on Instagram some years ago, that I wanted to know, which kind of songs do you like the most from our albums? Songs that were not singles.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was interesting for me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can't ask me, because this is my work.
Yeah.
And I'm mentally a complete different state of mind what this is about. And so I got, you know, the songs and the people wrote me, and from the number 1, 2, and 3, I made a medley.
Okay.
And I'm singing
nice
this
idea.
In my
yeah.
show.
Okay.
At the moment I'm doing this. And so this was very interesting. And none of these songs were singles. And I have to say that, but the people know them. And these songs are Do You Wanna? Mm-hmm. Princess of the Night, mm-hmm. and Heaven Will Know.
Okay.
And so for me, even, it's always different how to have, from my point of view, what kind of songs are more successful or less successful. We don't talking about Cherry Lady. We don't talking about the big ones.
Yeah.
This is a different, you know, this is a different era. This is a different...
Different league. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. So this is the point from my solo songs. There are songs which a lot of fans love, but they never reached the heights of that league, like the modern talking stuff.
Yeah. I mean, artists always say that there are some records, even records, that they hate their own records, but then they meet a fan who says, well, this is the most important record in my life. And it's obviously the same with the songs. Some songs are just hits and big singles, but I think this is a very clever idea to do that, to ask the listeners, and then it is.
Yes.
it's definitely is.
Yeah.
So do they like it when you do you tell the story why you make that medley?
I do it on stage.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
And they like it.
Yes, and I can see, you know, in the faces of the people in front of me, at the beginning they're a bit unsure.
Yeah.
And then oh, I remember. Yeah. Yes. This is the song.
Yeah.
And so it gives a different color in the show.
Perfect. Thomas, what would you say to somebody who starts out in these days into the music business? with all the streaming, with all the records, with all, you know, the whole business.
If you burn for it, make the flame even bigger.
A perfect ending. I thank you very much, Thomas, as always. It's
thank
a pleasure you. Talking to you, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again next week.
Yes, I'm looking forward too. Thank you, Marcus.
Bye-bye.
Modern Talking, just different. Now on all platforms, the new podcast with Thomas Anders.
Modern Talking.
Subscribe now, the new podcast with Thomas Anders.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.